This past book signing at the Hotchkiss Library, the summer book signing, which we always are a part of here on Robin Hood Radio. Every year I get to sit next to different authors. It's a great experience. And this year, the author who was sitting next to me was Susan Kinsolving. She had a book come out in May, Peripheral Vision, a book of poems. And we're welcoming Susan to Robin Hood Radio. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It was nice talking to you at an event that I think is one of my favorite events of the year, and that is the summer book signing in Sharon, because it's just it's so great to see the authors interacting with so many people.
It was lovely, especially right next to a grand old historic library with all the summer flowers. I thought it was just perfect.
It really is an amazing night. And so now, meeting you, let's talk, first of all, about your latest publish by Red Hem, A Peripheral Vision, a book of poems. Let's talk a little bit about that book of poems.
Great. It is my fourth book of poems. And in many of my books, I have a series of poems that kind of revolve around a single metaphor. And in this case, oddly and strangely, and I hope wonderfully, that metaphor is the glass eye, the artificial eye, the prosthetic eye. And I investigate its history, look at it both scientifically, poetically. I have anecdotes from both children and great poets who have had glass eyes for experiences with them, and that's part of it. Then the rest of the book has diversity of poems, as one might expect, poems about family and nature, one about a disastrous Thanksgiving. Some is light verse, some is very, serious, and that's kind of the overview of Peripheral Vision.
Now, when you sit down, first of all, do you consider this probably sounds like a dumb question, but I'll ask it as a layperson anyways. When you sit down, do you consider yourself a writer, a poet, or is poetry just part of the writing that you do? You know, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, poetry came first. Okay. And of course, as a teacher, I teach at the Hotchkiss School. I've taught in graduate schools. I taught in a men's prison. I do a lot of writing of other kinds.
Yeah.
I've worked on a screenplay. I've worked on a newspaper column. But my published writing, the writing I've gained the most attention for and the writing I pursue most consistently and seriously is poetry.
You know, I would expect that, but I look at some of your awards and citations, and obviously you have an impressive track record, National Book Critics Circle Award winner, a finalist, I mean, for the book Among Flowers. How is it to put together a book of poetry like that as compared to, I remember in high school, when I started talking to you, it made me flash back. I was asked to write a haiku poem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I had to study haiku, and I wrote it. Now, I'm much better verbally with my mouth than I am. I'm writing things out. I'm much more literal when I write things out. How do you get into the rhythm of poetry and change the rhythm of poetry from publication to publication?
Well, the rhythm relates mostly to the shape of the poem, to the form. I teach haiku to my students, but we really examine it in a classical way. We look at the great masters, Basho, Isa, Busan, Shiki, and find out not only what the form is, but also, in that case, there are requirements of content. My poems, some of them are in form. They have the same line length, say, with either meter or syllabic count. Some of them are in free verse. Most of them are in free verse, but with a lot of embedded rhyme. It's just the way I write. It doesn't mean that it's the only way by any means. There are lots of choices. I have one poem in the book in the shape that Dickinson wrote in, which were syllabic lines alternating 8 and 6. Sometimes it's good to have those restrictions because it forces more editing. Not always, but many people today only write in free verse and they don't even think about form anymore, whereas it used to be the opposite. It wasn't called a poem if it wasn't a sonnet or a villanelle or a haiku.
We're speaking with Susan Kinsolving. You know, looking at a couple of different things off the internet on you, I love this quote here, the New Yorker describing your poems as, quote, grand and almost terrifying, end quote.
Yes, that quote, it serves me well.
Well, it does, because peripheral vision, you go, it's a military hospital, elementary school, and also a family that has a lot of different problems.
Yes, and I enjoyed every one of them. especially taking either history or anecdote or a lot of problems and shaping that into a poem. That's very gratifying when it's going well. And creative work is always exciting because it's an adventure. You know where you're starting, but you really don't know where it's going.
We're speaking with Susan Kinsolving once again. Her book of new poems, Peripheral Vision, by Red Hen, is out and available. I would suspect at bookstores and also Amazon as well, probably, right?
Yes, but it's best to get it at Oblong Books
or your local independent,
but you can get it on the web.
We do have some great, the House of Books, or Oblong Books. It's nice to support these local brick-and-mortar bookstores.
Yep, Hickory Stick, little further south. We're fortunate to have independent bookstores near us. I love them for browsing. I think browsing and getting your hands on books and seeing the covers not on a screen is just a joy and often leads to the book that should be in your hand.
All right, we have about 40 seconds left. What did your parents say when you decided that you were going to be a poet?
My mother was very supportive.
Okay.
My father was baffled. but I didn't quite announce it.
Okay, it just happened.
But they were both very pleased when my first book came out. My mother was interested in searching through the poems, and my father, being a businessman, realized it was going to be very tough to market.
Well, more about Susan, it can be found on her website, SusanKinsolving.com, SusanKinsolving.com. Susan, again, it was nice meeting you at the book event in Sharon, and nice talking to you today.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
All right. It is at Susan Kinsolving, once again, SusanKinsolving.com for more information on the web.